my goodness. Thank you so much. Okay, we're going to, let me just grab this because I was looking at the time saying, oh goodness. So here we are. Part of this has been brought to you already. And so here's your late night 8:20 put God's put together message coming at you from Luke chapter 18. So if you know the passage, great. If you're following along, if whatever you do on your tablets or however you do it, but I titled this, Pray, Keep Praying, Believe, Keep Believing. That's what it is. Pray, keep praying. Believe, keep believing. And that's what we got to do. And that's where we're at. And let me read this. You know this story, but we're going to grab it and talk about some insights real quick. And we'll get just to the meat of this. And this would just be sort of, we're not going to have too much salad and all the other stuff on this one. Let's just get to it. So Jesus told his disciples a parable and that they should always pray and not give up. Friends, hear this. Jesus taught this. This is not something, anybody else. Jesus Christ himself said, okay, I want you to get this. Here's what he's saying. I want you to get this in a parable. He said, I'm going to tell a story to teach a lesson. That's all a parable is. It's a story that illustrates a teaching of God, a truth of God. Some powerful truths in here. He said, so let me make it in a story form so that you can identify with it. That's what he's saying. And get this. And he said, in a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared about men. And so there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, grant me justice against my adversary. And for some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care about men, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice, so that she won't eventually wear me out with her coming. And the Lord said, Jesus says this, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice? Now get this, everybody hear this. Jesus is saying this. I just think as Christians, a lot of times we just don't get it. It doesn't sink in. Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Take courage from this. Take heart. Here's what Jesus said. He said, I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. And I don't know about you, but that's what I'm praying for right now. Justice and quickly. But that's what Jesus said. This is not something we're hoping for. He said it would happen. And I'm believing it. Like I said, we're up against the wall. We're put to it. We're either going to believe it or we won't. And here's the time when we call on the Lord and remind him of his word. God, you don't have to threaten God, but God loves to hear his word quoted back to him. And Lord, you said in your word that you'll get justice quickly. However, look how this whole teaching, this parable closes. He says, however, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? You know what he was saying? He's saying, I'm telling you, God, your Father will give justice quickly, but am I going to find the faith for it to happen? Are you going to believe me? That's what he said. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on it? Will there be faith? I want my people to believe me. I want you to trust me. Don't get caught up in how bad things look. And I don't know, do I know the answer to the immediate situation? No. I just know that I'm asking God for justice. And justice will prevail because he says it will. Now let's get into this for a moment and look at why Jesus told this in the first place. And he said, in a certain town there was a judge and who neither feared God nor cared about men. So first of all, he talks about the worst thing possible, the worst scenario for anybody, and that's a crooked judge. Okay, and there you go. So, and he's talking about this is the kind of guy, he doesn't care what. He neither fears God nor cares about men. So what does that mean? This guy can be paid off. Okay, this is like many judges in our country. He's easily paid off. He didn't care about anybody but himself. And, you know, that's it. He didn't care about justice. So how else is he going to get ahead in life, right? If you don't care about God, you don't fear God, you don't care about people. then how are you going to make it in life? Well, you're going to take that money under the table, and we know there's a lot of that going on right now, and so it has been for a long time. So here's a crooked judge, and here's a widow. And you say, you ever ask yourself, when you're reading Scripture, why does Jesus use certain things, certain people? Why did he use a crooked judge in a certain town and a widow? Because he wanted to illustrate how serious this is and how powerful it is at the same time. So I want you to get this. God wants you to get this and grab hold of this. Here's a judge in a powerful position, and he didn't care about anybody but himself. You don't care about God, people, what else is there but you, okay? So he's very narcissistic. He's stuck on himself. I'm the big man. I'm the judge, okay? Here comes the judge. So that's the guy. And here's a widow. Why would he use a widow? Why didn't he use somebody else? Because in that society, and especially in a non-Jewish society, this is obviously a Gentile thing, but who were the judges of the Jews? Anybody know? During this time. Well, the Roman authority had all the judge-making capability. The only judges the Jews had were what? Does anybody know? Pharisees. They had religious judges. You know, and they had the scribes, you know, and they called the lawyers. They called them lawyers of the law, and they're the ones who knew the law, and they would judge you religiously. But if you had a legal thing, who judged you in that society? The Romans had all that authority, right? Okay, that's why Pontius Pilate was such a squirrel when he threw this thing, washed his hands, and threw it back into the hands of the Jews. If you think he wasn't held accountable, you're wrong, because all he did was what a lot of people are doing today. I just washed my hands of it. I don't have anything to do with it. Y'all do with him what you want. It was his responsibility to make that decision, not the Jews. Anyway, that's another message someday. So anyway, back to this. So he picks a widow who has no rights and who is the least powerful person in society. In other words, a widow, especially, you know, the Jews took care of their widows or were supposed to, but outside of Jewish society, here he's talking about an old nasty, crooked heathen judge and a poor Gentile widow, and she comes to him for justice, and she's the lowest in society. Nobody, a widow? She hasn't got any money to give him under the table. She didn't have any support. So what rights and what power does she have? And this is what he's trying to say. None. None. She couldn't persuade this judge. She couldn't buy him off. She had no power. Get this. If this isn't relevant for today, she had no power on her own to change what was happening around her. She could not bring justice on her own, but she knew who could, and she went to him. And ladies, she did what every woman in this place knows to do. Just keep on nagging. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I slipped that in. That wasn't even in the notes, but I thought, you're going to, you want to, go ahead, Tony, just take a beat and then you're fixing to get it. So here it is. Oh, God, I had to laugh. Okay, comic relief there. No, she did what, but ladies, you do know this. If you keep after a guy, you know, we can act so tough. I'm not going to do that. No, not going to do that. And you just keep on. You just keep on. And becomes to us, and you've learned this, it's like one of those mosquitoes that you can't, you're trying to catch it, and it won't quit. You ever feel like it's just right there in your ear, and you got it, and it's not there? But it just keeps coming, and it keeps coming, and it keeps coming. And finally, you just wear us down. And we finally, well, whatever. Go ahead. I don't care. Oh, yeah, just go. You know? And then, of course, y'all pull the other trick and say, well, no, if you're going to get upset about it, I won't. And that just makes us madder. But in this case, she did the thing. What'd she do? She kept coming, and she kept coming. And this big old heartless, crooked judge in this story finally couldn't take it anymore. And he just gave in. And I'll tell you, I'm playing with you ladies here a bit, but do you know who the real expert at this is? It's not you. Ladies, y'all are good at it, but you know who knows how to do this? Kids. And so I did the other for humor. But the real point, kids can work on you and work on you and work on you. How many of you have given kids something that you were not going to do, you're not going to buy this for them, and finally, just to shut them up, you gave it to them? Yeah, many of you have. Now, I know there's maybe one or two in here saying, not me, and I'm proud of you. And it's like, pardon? They lie real well, yeah, and they know how to work on you, and they know how to, a kid knows how to make you feel about that high. You know, even if what they want is not good for them, no more candy, no more sugar, no more this and that and that, but they just keep on, and they keep on, and they keep on, and all it takes is a little sad face and a little tear running down, and it's over. You know, me, I have stomped, and then I end up because I just keep looking at that little face, you know. She did what every person in this room needs to be doing with God right now. She appealed, and she appealed, and she appealed, and she refused to stop until she got justice. I have people say to me often, Tony, I just pray about it and let it go. And that's great on some things. Maybe that's what you got to do. But there are some things, just like she needed justice, and she didn't just come and appeal once. She kept coming. We don't know how long this went on. But he's telling this to say, this person in society that Jesus chose to illustrate in here, she had the least rights of anyone, no power, no authority, no way to get this, what she needed, justice, whatever had somebody done to her as a widow. And this judge didn't care, but he got tired of her coming and appealing to him. And what did he say? He said, I'm going to see that she gets justice. And that depends on your translation, because some of them say she's driving me crazy. She's wearing me out, and it's humorous, but at the same time, it's a super point. Christians, we've got to keep praying and keep praying and keep praying and don't quit praying. That's what this is about. This isn't going to be the most dramatic and, you know, I mean, heart-rending message you ever heard in your life. I know that, but this is getting down to where it counts. It's practical, and I want to tell you something. The widow and the judge, here's what was going on. This widow, with no rights, coming to this arrogant, unfeeling judge, but persistence and boldness, a refusal to give up. And I want to tell you something else. She had no fear in asking. Most widows would have been so afraid to go before a judge and ask for anything because they were nothing. Who are you? Get out of here. But not her. She had something happen to her, and it was wrong, and she wanted it corrected. And she needed this judge to make it happen. Well, the judge for us, the one to make it happen, the one we must appeal to and keep appealing to day and night. I mean, keep coming with bold persistence. If you read over in Hebrews, Hebrews tells you, you can come boldly before God's throne of grace. You don't have to go through some priest or pastor or church or denomination. The curtain's been torn in two, separating you from the Holy of Holies, and you can come before Almighty God and present your petition and keep presenting it and keep presenting it and keep presenting it, because you have every right to do it. Listen, she had no rights and got what she wanted. You have every right, and you can get what you need and what you want. Are you listening to me? You are a child of the living God, and you have the authority of Jesus Christ in your life, and you are covered and cleansed with the blood of Jesus. You can walk into the Holy of Holies, and he's saying, if a widow who had nothing and was considered nothing in a Gentile society could go and get justice, how much more quickly can you, as children of the living God, go to him and get justice? But he wants you to be persistent. And sometimes God lets things, we talked about this before, he'll let you get right to the end of that rope. He'll let it'll look like there's no way, no hope. This is just not going to happen. And I want to say this. I'm trying to be so focused on the Lord, but this I'm going to say because, well, I'll get it over with. I don't care if Fox News and CNN and ABC and everybody else declares something. We don't believe a word you say anyway. You have no authority with us. And we rebuke you in Jesus' name. You don't mean squat here this morning. We stand on God's word and God's word alone. Declare what you want, and I'm declaring, and we're declaring the authority of Jesus Christ. And we're appealing to him. You don't decide my life. God does. And you will be reminded of it. And he'll remind you himself. And as far as I'm concerned, I hope and pray every one of you, every news station goes bankrupt before it's over. I do. Let's get some good ones out there. Let's get some that care about truth. And in the meantime, I'm supporting Newsmax, so take that. The way I feel. If they get corrupt, I'll support somebody else. But friends, that's me. That's what I didn't want to do, but okay. This got dropped on me, so I'm doing the best I can. Okay, well, okay, thank you. Okay, so do you think that she got discouraged? Did you think being turned down and turned down and turned down, this widow got discouraged? Of course. Who wouldn't? But she wouldn't quit. There's a difference between being discouraged and giving up. You can be really down and you can be depressed and you can be really discouraged, but don't quit. Don't give up. One of the shortest motivational speeches probably ever given was given by who? Do you remember? Winston Churchill. And I've tried to imitate him so many times. I can't do that accent, but I can try. But he got up before this whole group. And they ask him to speak, and this is what he said. Never, never, never give up. And walked off. What else need to be said? I'm saying to you from God this morning, never, never, never give up. Don't quit. Don't give in. No matter what happens, God will bring justice. And you pray for God to expose the cover-ups, the lies, the crookedness, and I mean anywhere they are. I mean anywhere and everywhere. God, lay it open for the world to see. Let's just get it out. Let's get it out. Let's see the truth. Jesus said, if you continue in my word, you'll know the truth. The truth will set you free. You stay in Christ, you stay in his word, but I'm praying, God, reveal the truth on both sides, every side, all the way around. Just lay it out. Let's see it. And you bring justice, Lord. You will answer our prayers. And that's why this was given, and this is probably one of the most overlooked. It's an enjoyable passage, and you talk about her going, but he chose her for a reason, and he's saying if the least important person in society can come and get justice, how much more you who are a child of the living God get justice when you need it? And friends, we're praying for justice right now. We're praying for justice in this time. We're in an insane world where it's trying to go mad. And I want to tell you what I'm concerned about, and I want to say this with all my heart. I'm not concerned. I care about the president, but that's not my concern. You know what my concern is? My concern is for Christians. I care about Christians in this country and around this world. I care that Jesus Christ is that we can preach him and believe in him. These people want to shut us down. I guarantee you this is much, much more than attacking a man. This is about taking away your rights, your God-given rights. You hear me now, and I'm going to tell you where this thing is aimed. It's aimed more than anybody knows, and that's why it's not being brought up out here. But I'm going to tell you this morning, the big stick, the big cannon in this thing is aimed at the nation of Israel. They hate Israel. That's where we have our heritage. That's where Christ came from. It's Israel, and we've got to pray for Israel. They hate us, and they really hate Israel. And we have to stand and pray for the peace of Israel. Listen, it's not our little thing here. This is about Christ, Christianity, worshiping Him. They hate Jesus. They hate God. These people hate good, and they hate the Jews. They want an alliance with the enemies of Israel. Why? Why? Because when you attack Israel, you only bring judgment on yourself. Read your Bible. Yes, we've been grafted in. But you read over in Romans chapter 11 and see what it says. In Romans chapter 11, it says there is a time of the Gentiles, you and me, that will be fulfilled. And salvation will go back to the Jews. And it says all Israel will be saved. Read it for yourself. That's why we pray for them. They're not done. They're temporarily suspended from the salvation thing because they rejected Christ. But it's going back to them. And our history and our roots go back into them. And you can read that in Romans 11 for yourself. And for the time being, just realize this is a war and it's a spiritual warfare. And I said it before, and we're involved in something here far beyond politics. There is an attack against God and goodness and righteousness and Jesus Christ and God's chosen people. And you come before Him and appeal to Him for this. Friends, this is the time to stand. I'm not trying to do a rally here. I'm trying to say that God loves His people. God cares about you. I know you're sad. I know you're grieved. I saw people out there yesterday, and they were grieving, and I'm trying to give them encouragement, and it's over. And I said, you know, why do you believe it's over? Because they announced it. They don't mean anything. They think that, you know, a news station is out here trying to run our lives. Make policy. I used to think Fox was our friends. They're traitors. You say, boy, you're saying stuff. Hey, I don't have anything for you to take anyway. I got an old pickup out there. It's 10 or 11 years old. If you want it. I'm serious. You know, really? Sometimes, friends, you're going to have to just get out there and say it like it is. We're far too timid anymore. So let me wrap this up, goodness sakes. So we have the widow and the judge, and we have God and His chosen ones. He gave in to her, and the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. He said, I want you to learn from this. And he said, God will not God bring about justice for His chosen ones who cry out to Him day and night? Will He keep putting them off? Look at it. Will God keep putting you off? I tell you, God will see that you get justice and quickly. How about that? But He said, when I come, when it happens, when Jesus comes, and even now, will He find faith on this earth? Will He find people who really believe that He'll give us justice? So what about God and His chosen ones? Here's what He wants you to do. This is what Jesus has taught over and over again. Be persistent in your prayers and be bold in your prayers. That's why He says, come boldly before the throne of grace. And God will give quick justice. And He said, He'll answer your prayers. And then thirdly, listen to me. The third element of this is you got to fight for right. Fight for right. You're going to have to know what's right and fight for it. No matter what. We're in a spiritual warfare and you're going to have to fight for what's right. Listen to me. I want to own my firearms. Why? Because I want to go shoot up things. I've never done that in my life. But I will tell you now, I am not going to let somebody come and shoot me up either. We need to be bold in this. We need to be bold and declare where we are. I'm not going to do that. I want the right to defend what God's given me. I don't have a whole lot, friends. And I've struggled all my life to have what little bit I have, just like you. And I'm just not going to give it over to somebody who says, well, I'm going to take this and spread it out so everybody's equal. Yeah? Well, it'll be after the war. Because we're not going to, anyway, enough said. I'm trying to just say to you, friend, you're going to have to fight for what's right. So here's what you do. You say, well, how do I fight right now? We're not in a physical war. You pray in the Spirit, just like Jesus says. You pray in the day and you pray in the night. If you wake up for some strange reason in the night and say, I don't know why I woke up, I'll tell you why you woke up. God's tapping on your shoulder saying, I woke you up. I want you to pray right now. I want you to pray. 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. We've all done it, right? You just jerk awake and say, what's going on? And sometimes we'll get up and watch television or we'll do what? Just think about it. Maybe, and I believe this, God tapped you on the shoulder and said, would you get up and just pray with me right now? I'm calling you. You, the prayer. Why? Because the prayer of a righteous person, he said, avails much, accomplishes much. You don't have any idea what a prayer at 3 o'clock in the morning can do. When you wake like that, it's God. And he said, let God tap you. See, oh, you woke me up. What, you want me to read something? And I've done that. He's given me messages like that. But a lot of times, I've sat there, and it's like, I don't have a message coming, and I'm trying to read. And all of a sudden, the prayer starts. The prayer starts. And it's praying. And it said, God, I feel evil. I feel your grief. Yeah, yeah, I wanted you to do that. I want you to rebuke it in Jesus' name. I want you to pray for me to come and do this. But I want you to ask me. I want you to pray for your church. I want you to pray. And I start naming you, all of you. They just start bringing you to mind. And your names just start flooding in and just praying for you and lifting you up. And then I'll come up here on Sunday, and several of you start saying, man, I've been under attack this week. And I said, that's why you woke me up. You wanted intercessory prayer. You wanted you pray for your people. Yes, what we got to do, friend. And God answers these prayers. So pray in the Spirit. Pray in the day. Pray in the night. You need a miracle, then pray to the God of miracles. And we need a miracle. Believe in the God of miracles. Fight by being persistent in prayer. Don't listen to the circumstances, and don't listen to the news, and don't listen to negative people. Aren't you tired of listening to negative people? Well, let them hear some positive for a change. Don't quit, don't give up. And when it looks tough, pray tough. Come boldly before God's throne of grace and keep coming and keep coming. And Lord, I'm not quitting till I get justice. I'm going to come through. I'm coming. And if there's a way to wear you out, I'm going to do it. That's what he wants. Because that shows I have faith and that I'm believing and I know he'll do it. And Jesus says, listen to me, God will see that you get justice and quickly. So whether it's about this that's going on or whether it's about something else in your life, maybe it's some health issue or some financial issue or some job issue or marital issue or friend issue or whatever it is, come boldly before the throne of grace and be persistent in prayer. Be persistent in faith and just keep coming. Keep coming and keep fighting. Keep believing. And friends, God says, I will give justice and quickly. Just have faith. Well, that's it. You got the first half and there's the second. That's the best I can do based on 8:20 last night. So we'll just pray and commit it to the Lord. God, I pray for the healing of a nation. I pray this morning for the healing of people right here in this place who are hurting. I pray for grieving hearts and for your loss here, that God will fill that gap. I pray, dear God, the loss we feel and what's going on, nobody wants to feel like that they've been ripped off, robbed, cheated, stolen from. But you know what, God? I'm just reminded here, I didn't have it in the message, but you just spoke to my heart to say, don't forget, if they do it to the least of you, they've done it to me also. And you said, don't touch my anointed, and we're your anointed, and they're touching, and you'll touch back. And so, dear God, in the name of Jesus, we claim victory over our health, over the enemy, over our finances, over our losses, over our hurts and pains and sorrows. That we claim victory for a nation of people, Christian people, the nation of Israel who needs our support and our prayers. And we claim victory on this, and God's will be done. And God, break through, come through, and sweep this aside. And through the mighty power that you have, we are looking for you to perform miracles. We can't do anything but pray and have faith. But that moves mountains. And so in Jesus' name, we pray for this mountain to be moved and God to be glorified through it all. In Jesus' name, amen.